Hi, everyone. It's kind of time to start again. So our next presenter is Rochelle Rabler from the Denver office of Holland & Hart. She's here to speak on offtake contracts and overview. Rochelle leverages her extensive experience representing wind, solar, storage, and other energy companies throughout the United States to successfully counsel clients through mergers and acquisitions, joint ventures, and project development transactions with a focus on power purchase and other project offtake agreements. Rochelle specializes in PPAs and represents clients in the negotiation of traditional physical offtake PPAs with both utilities and private commercial and industrial offtakers, as well as financial and virtual PPAs or contracts for differences and renewable energy credit transactions. Please help me welcome Rochelle.
Okay, hello everybody. I'm glad you're bearing with us into this late afternoon. I, like Tanya and others, probably threw a little too much information into my slides, and I have a pretty short session, so I will do my best to not speak too quickly, but you know, I want to leave time for questions at the end. So first and foremost, I guess, how many of you in this room have reviewed or negotiated a PPA, just so I have a sense? Okay, so about half. That's good. So for those of you who have not done a PPA yet, I will just throw out there that the reason PPAs, and I guess I should say offtake, the most common structure and title is a power purchase agreement, but they're all contracts where the products produced by a renewable energy project are sold for revenue to a third party. And so, you know, these projects can cost anywhere for a few megawatts, a few million dollars, to hundreds of millions of dollars and up for very large utility scale projects. And so most investors and lenders are not going to invest in further project development unless there's at least some line of sight on an offtake structure to sell the products and receive revenue from these wind and solar and other projects. And I need to move my slides. There we go. So the common offtake structures, there's a whole host of them, and they go by different names. But the two most common structures are the physical PPA and the virtual PPA. And I have a few slides on those, so I'll jump ahead to touch on some of these other structures you might see clients and others doing in the market. So tariff programs are a structure that may be one of the only opportunities for certain buyers in regulated markets. These are often utility programs where they may offer to their commercial and industrial or other customers renewable energy under different formats and structures. There may be bilateral transactions between a project owner, a wind or solar farm, and the utility to supply that utility with the energy that it will then sleeve through to its customers under tariff programs. Another contract structure you may see is what we call a tolling agreement. This was traditionally used with dispatchable resources, but with the frequency we're seeing of standalone storage now, tolling agreements are one of the primary structures for storage. I teach a whole 90-minute course on offtake structures for storage, so we don't have time to get into that. But generally with tolling structures, the buyer or counterparty may pay a flat monthly fee in order to have control and be able to dispatch and utilize that resource. Another option that we see project owners looking at is merchant sales. I think Jen mentioned that earlier today, where if they do not want to enter into or be locked into a long-term contract, or they may have multiple buyers under multiple offtake contracts, they may sell merchant 20% of the project or 100%. We don't see that too frequently simply because lenders are hesitant to lend significant capital based solely on a merchant project. You know, we're here in ERCOT, there's negative price periods. It could be, you know, possible that a project that is 100% merchant may never receive revenue. We haven't seen that yet, but most lenders aren't willing to finance a standalone single project. They may allow some merchant offtake structures if they're financing a portfolio and the risk can be allocated across the portfolio. And then last but not least, another structure to be aware of is other product sales. So if a project is going merchant and selling into the market, they may enter into long-term renewable energy credit, purchase and sale agreements, capacity sale agreements to sell zonal resource credits in certain markets. And so those are different structures that you might see. And what structure is used really depends on what the party's goals are.